It's Friday, October the 6th. This is KFM News. I'm Andrew White. Starting on the picket lines this morning, while the union representatives and the Laurentian University administration say they're working hard to get back to the table, the school's faculty is taking their arguments to the streets. Another rally is planned for this evening, and according to the teachers, the issues revolve around workloads, pay increases, and benefits. Meanwhile, more construction is expected to interrupt recreationalists this weekend. The city of North Bay says the Cape Paceway will be closed down from DeClaire Road to Cranberry Road for much of today due to trail resurfacing and repairs. Sault Ste. Marie police say they've responded to a break and enter. They've arrested a 20-year-old for theft of stolen property. They say it's alleged he took a wallet from a parked vehicle and used the bank cards inside to make $130 worth of purchases. He then did the same to a second vehicle. He will be in court next month. Meanwhile, Timmins police say they have once again suspended an expanded ground search in hopes to find a missing resident. They say 44-year-old Christopher Rivers has been missing since August the 28th. Photos and descriptors of Rivers can be seen by going to kfmradio.ca. Drivers everywhere can consider themselves warned heading into the long weekend. Police say they've launched Operation Impact, which begins today. OPP and City Police say they will be looking to take down drivers on what they call the Big Four, which includes distracted driving, aggressive driving, impaired driving, and those who speed. Sudbury Mayor Brian Bigger has once again issued a statement over the reprimand and firing of 11 volunteer firefighters over alleged comments made to overhaul the fire services within Greater Sudbury. City Council held closed-door meetings earlier this week to discuss the issue. Bigger says the decision to terminate firefighters rests on the city management and not on City Council. Police and family members are hoping that someone in the north has seen a missing Markham man. York Regional Police believe that 38-year-old Eugene Kim could be in Algonquin Park after he was spotted buying a park pass with an unknown person earlier this week. Police also say his cell phone has been used in the North Bay area. A photo of Kim and descriptors can be found by going to kfmradio.ca. Meanwhile, Elliott Lake OPP say they've pulled in four individuals allegedly involved in a counterfeit scheme. They say it all started when the SUV being driven by the four pulled into a Webwood gas bar. Reports say they tried to use a counterfeit $100 U.S. bill. After that, they pulled out and tried the same stunt in Massey before heading west. They were stopped a short time later outside Elliott Lake. Ahead of Fire Prevention Week, the Sault Ste. Marie Fire Department says they're encouraging everyone to have a plan when it comes to getting out of the house. Under the theme, Every Second Counts, Plan Two Ways Out, authorities say fire and smoke can move faster than an individual can get out of their house in some cases, and everyone needs a plan ahead of time. Fire Prevention Week is next week. The Ontario SPCA is looking for information from the public regarding a deceased dog found in Greater Sudbury. They say it was discovered on the roof of a business in Lively. Additional details aside, the investigation continues and anyone with information is asked to contact the SPCA. The Laurentian University Faculty Association and the school says they've reached a tentative agreement that will end the strike. While the agreement is subject to ratification, both parties say they're committed to moving forward. Classes are set to resume on October the 16th. TransCanada Corp says they've suspended an application to build a proposed 4,500-kilometer pipeline that would have gone straight through North Bay. Energy East was conceived as a way to ship Alberta oil sands production as far as St. John's, New Brunswick, but in the process would have crossed the mouth of Trout Creek, potentially destroying the city's drinking water source in the case of a spill. Sault Ste. Marie police have charged a 53-year-old with assault after she allegedly attacked her boyfriend. Charges were laid, according to city cops, after the woman punched the male in the head and then tried to assault him with an edged weapon. He fled the scene and called police. The Timmins Chamber of Commerce says they're putting out a call to small businesses in the city. They say that before the month is out, Small Business Week will once again present an opportunity for business owners to collaborate on ideas pushing the community forward. The chamber says they're hoping businesses will jump in, as this is an opportunity to honor all that Timmins has to offer. In international news, another tropical storm could hit hurricane status before the weekend. Tropical storm Nate has already been blamed for at least 22 deaths after drenching parts of Mexico and roaring towards Central America. Louisiana officials have declared a state of emergency and have ordered people to evacuate coastal areas. Nate is expected to make landfall early Sunday. And finally, the photo of an 11-year-old boy is going viral. This is after a gigantic humpback whale photobombed his attempt at a selfie in a spectacular jump, nearly leaving the water. The event happened just off the west coast of Vancouver Island, and it all happened just meters away from the fishing boat he was in with his father. As for the photo and for local news and weather anytime, well, can all be found at kfmradio.ca.